Welcome to Sweeping the Country one more time. Happy to have my co-host with me today. He's always entertaining, and he's not bad-looking, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Thank you. I have a question that this needs to be answered.
Okay, go.
Why is there so much being made? I mean, every time I turn on TMZ, it was on a little while ago on TV, wherever it is, this photography thing out of the Royals. You know, she photoshopped
Kate Middleton
badly, I guess, somebody, you know, the kids, and the kids have three arms and all this kind of stuff. I mean, who cares? So what?
She's right.
A mom that was photoshopping a picture. Who cares?
Right. You know, my daughter was over for St. Patrick's Day, and we played some cornhole and had some corned beef and cabbage. And she said, oh, you know, you're going to be on the air and talking about this and talking about that. Have you heard? And I said, heard what about Kate Middleton? And I said, no, she's missing. And that's how it started. And I thought, and the whole thing is all of her pictures have been photoshopped. She's not been spotted anywhere. And this whole mystery. But this is not the case. Am I right?
She supposedly, over the weekend, was at the grocery store with her husband. It's called the Windsor Market or something.
Okay.
But it's kind of a neighborhood thing. And they're not going to share any pictures because they cover for the Royals because they live there.
Yeah, sure.
And and she supposedly was okay, and he's okay, and everybody's okay. But, I mean,
what is it?
I don't hate the Royals. I mean,
I don't either.
When I was in England, I went to Windsor, went out there. I ate at the Burger King thinking that somebody would come up. You know, I figured that'd be where they'd go. I mean, if you're going to be out there, there's a Burger King right there on the road that goes.
Yeah, sure.
Near the castle. And so I went there first, but didn't see him. But I had a good Whopper, and Queen never came by.
Doggone it. Who doesn't love a Whopper?
Yeah, I know. I thought the first, and they had the crown there, too.
I thought you had a door.
But, I mean, I don't hate the Royals. I think it's interesting. I took English history, sort of, enjoyed it. It's confusing because there's a whole bunch of Elizabeths and Williams and Jameses and, you know, the first and second Henry and Henry the Eighth, I am, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. I'm not that crazy about castles, you know. Some people are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't. I don't hate the Royals. I liked Princess Diana. I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Going to two movies with her in there.
That's incredible.
Because they made a big deal out of her being there.
Yeah, but
the first time she was married to Charles.
And they were both there, and you were there.
Well, the first time was the premiere of the Bond movie. I won't say Living Daylights, I guess was the one.
Yeah.
And they did it in downtown London, and we were all in tuxes. It was a royal premiere.
Wow.
So everybody was in formal wear.
That's pretty cool.
And we had to be seated before they arrived, and it was Prince Charles and Diana. And we were in the balcony. I think I was in the balcony. And the royal trumpeters announced their arrival. That's really cool, too.
Yeah.
You know, and then they come in, and everybody stands up, and I couldn't see, or whatever it was, and I got my camera, and I stood up on my chair.
Oh, wow. You probably got in trouble
and
for that, huh?
I did get in trouble for that.
Yeah, yeah.
From my movie studio people, but I didn't care. I got my picture, you know, but I wanted to show, and it's blurry, but you can still see the royal trumpeters.
Yeah, for sure.
But that was kind of cool.
That's
very
cool.
Something like that.
What do you mean, kind of cool? You were at a movie with Princess Diana. I don't care about the prince.
And later, a year or so later, I waited for her outside because I was going in too.
Yeah.
It was the movie Far and Away. It was I don't think it was a success. It was a Ron Howard directed movie.
Yeah.
With Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was about the expansion of America to the West.
Okay.
Covered wagons and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't remember that much about it. But she was late, and she came in. Now that we know the story, she probably had been fighting with him or something.
She was by herself.
She came by herself.
Huh.
So, you know, she gets – and I had a camera that was a one of those point and shoots.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't do good if you're being bumped
around,
which I was being bumped around. So I had some blurry pictures of her getting out of the car and all that. But even then, I don't even know where those are now. I guess they're in my files.
You got to find that.
Even blurry, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a memory. You know, we did a whole show on creating memories. It was last week or the week before, and rather than buying things. But what you're talking about right there, that's priceless, Jimmy. Just the fact that you were there, it's priceless.
Two different times with her, and then when she died, that was around Labor Day of 1 year. I had two of my daughters with me in Paris working.
Yeah.
So one thing we did is we went and got a car over at the Ritz Hotel, and I said, I want to recreate Diana's route.
Ooh, and drove it?
I sat in the front seat, driver sat over where he is, just like Andre Paul, the driver, did.
Wow.
My two children were in the back, two girls were in the back.
Yeah.
And I said, we were in the same kind of car, Mercedes, big Mercedes.
Geez, that's wild.
And so I said, I want you to drive at the speed they were driving and the route they took. And so he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, these big old Mercedes have a real wide stance.
Yeah.
I think it would be really hard to turn them over.
And that is really what happened. Hard. That car rolled in the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think, so we get up there and we go through, right before we hit the tunnel, there was a kind of a half semicircle route and a lot of flowers were still up there at that bridge honoring, is where she took her last breath. So we get into that tunnel. There's no way to turn that car sideways in that tunnel.
Really?
I don't care what happened. It's too narrow. It's too big. And then that Mercedes is too strong, too tough. You know, it just doesn't lend itself to just someone poking on it and it goes. And no, I think that was a hit. I mean, it was a hit. And the fact that there's a lot of things about that. But I've always been a little interested in the royals' comings and goings. Queen Elizabeth, I respected her. I enjoyed the Crown series. So I get it, but I don't understand why the media is so angry at her for photoshopping something. She photoshopped. I don't understand where the vitriol is coming from. I mean, mean. I mean, these people are upset. Put a kill on that picture. These people are overly serious. No one gives a crap. Everybody photoshops everything.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, AI has changed it all.
I love photojournalism.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be honest. But, coming from the royal family, I don't know you'd have any expectation of it being like it's coming from the United States Navy or something.
Exactly. Or nobody's selling it as...
I just don't understand it. And it's certainly been... And it won't stop.
Yeah, it's
nuts. Won't stop. It's going. And it just seems to be crazy to me.
Yeah, and it's taken over social media, for the record. I mean, looking at the generation that uses that for their news and everything else, that's all they're talking about, which is fascinating to me because
they've taken it to another level, though. They've taken it to Kate is dead. Kate has a wart growing off the end of her nose.
Right.
Chin hair, everything else, why she can't show herself. I don't really understand why she can't show herself, because even if she has lost a bunch of weight, which she could have lost.
Possible,
It could look like Celine Dion or something.
We don't know,
Maybe they're just so vain they can't show that, but it's odd.
Yeah.
Why would she do a picture? She didn't do that much. Did she Photoshop herself into that picture?
I don't even know. Nobody seems to know.
I didn't hear anybody say that.
Yeah, nobody seems to know.
I just see where they've done, where they can see where the Photoshops took place. They don't claim that she's put her head,
not that I'm aware of,
body there. So anyway, it's just, there are other things to talk about, and that's just not one of them. Other thing is this missing persons in general.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's had a famous one lately, a guy who was University of Missouri kid, went to a bar and then got kind of thrown out because he was high or drunk.
Yep.
And
the guy they've got footage of
walking
along.
Then he starts roaming around town.
Yeah.
And they see him on different cameras, in the coming days.
Mm-hmm.
And even as we record this, there's some body cam from a cop that actually saw him out there.
Yeah. He talks to them or something.
Around and said, how are you? And he's fine or something like that,
Mm-hmm.
So he seemed okay. So, I had questions. Now that I still think there's still things we're not learning, but someone found a debit card, and it was these girls on TikTok that had been down there looking around, and that doesn't say much for the cop search if these two kids from TikTok could find something down there in a pile or whatever. That I'm not impressed with the actual search the cops did. But, you know,
it's all anyway, interesting.
So they're looking for that. Mm-hmm. Now I want to know, I wanted to know if this young man had a history of depression. I want to know if this young boy had a history of drug use at all, because I think he was roofied or one of those things. He didn't walk around like somebody that I've ever seen drunk. He walked around like somebody I've seen high.
Yeah.
Really high.
They did say he was on something, but they said alcohol. Yeah.
Being high. I mean, he was taking these big steps, you know, flailing around, and then he was normal for a little bit.
The guy's name, by the way, is
down there near the river.
Yeah. Hmm? His name is Riley Strain.
Riley Strain.
Strain, like a strain of a STRAIN.
Like you're straining.
Yeah, straining to lift something. Yeah.
Well, and so he's down there by the river. If he got down there somehow, who knows? I think he got rolled somewhere down there.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it makes sense.
Because it is late at night, but there were other people out, but he may have stopped, and somebody might have stopped and talked to him, because there's all kinds of people that live under that bridge and other things.
Oh, boy.
And maybe they took advantage of the situation and rolled the guy.
Yeah, possibly.
His debit card was no use to them, so it fell out. I mean, I need to know, did he normally carry a billfold? If not, he must have carried a driver's license.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Yeah, right. All of it's missing, which is...
So, I mean, did he... Now, if he jumped in, you couldn't just jump to the water from there. Mm-hmm. You could be thrown into the water, but they've checked it out with sonar, supposedly. But it's a big river. It moves fast, and he could still be in that river.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many other choices for there to be, particularly finding his credit card there, his debit card.
I agree
with
you.
But one thing that's interesting, if you look around, you could Google this.
Mm-hmm.
Just put in Google.
Yeah, go.
Missing person. Man. You'll fill up your Google screen.
Oh, great.
There's so many different, and it has been for a long time, you know, how many missing persons there are.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot.
There are.
You know, and the rules for the cops, they don't even look for anybody to, 48 hours or something?
Yeah,
unless they really are sure that they're,
foul play or
something like that.
Yeah, no, you're right. In fact, many times I think that 48-hour window, I know they'd have a lot to do if they went after everybody, but in 48 hours, you can be long gone.
Things are in the body is long gone.
Everything.
That's a fast-moving
river.
It's cold water.
Oh, yeah.
If he was thrown in there or got in there, he could be up. I don't know. I mean, I think the sonar would have caught up some of it. It depends on how close to shore they had that sonar working or whatever.
Yeah.
And
it's just fascinating. And if he were drugged or if he were roofied or if he were drunk or whatever, inebriated in any way, just falling in there or getting too close, and he could have died that way too. I mean, he honestly could have. I mean, you're going to not be able to swim if you're compromised in any way.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, no, that's crazy.
You know, and he was skinny, so he probably doesn't float. I was about 160.
True.
I wasn't 6'5".
Yeah.
I was probably 6'1" and 160,
mm-hmm.
and I never could float. That was a big thing for me.
Well, you didn't have enough body fat. You got to have more body fat.
No, I think he doesn't either.
Yeah,
he's 6'5",
skinny
6'7",
and tall.
150.
Yeah.
So he sunk like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
There's no doubt
about it. But,
Very sad.
Very sad. But, you know, we have a lot of missing women.
Mm-hmm.
And men, not so much. But, you know, women around the country, I think they get kidnapped for far bad reasons or whatever.
Oh, Jimmy, I mean, you told me to Google it. I have 100, at least 100.
Where do these people go and who's doing it? I mean,
are these
serial killers are out running around?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I just the whole thing is scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're right.
It's just terrifying as a parent, you know. But then, you don't worry about boys mm-hmm. as much as you do girls. You can call that sexist or whatever, but it's just a fact.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures right now. It's 90%
girls.
Yeah.
You know, and it's terrible. It's just, but you know, people are fascinated by murder
mm-hmm.
and missing persons. Look at these Dateline 2020. That's all they do.
Oh yeah.
Now I don't watch any of that stuff. I know listener Ted does.
Yeah.
He watches Dateline and all those. I have no interest in that whatsoever.
I don't know why. I don't either. To me, it's sad. It's not that I want to put my head in the sand. It's just that it's too sad for me. I use TV more for entertainment value than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, some people just really like, you know, I mean, God, my family members, some of them love a murder mystery.
Well,
I've never gotten into murder mystery. I did like Perry Mason in its day, and that mostly was about murder, I think.
I meant to ask you, since you brought that up, and we were talking about TV and media and entertainment, murder and all that, I started, because of you, I started watching Hunter, the series on Apple about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yes, Manhunt.
Oh, Manhunt. Why did I call it Hunter? Manhunt, yeah. So far, I'm in episode one. I'm just finished episode
you're still in one.
Man, that's riveting so far. I mean, I hate John Wilkes Booth right now. I hate him.
And he's nothing to like, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow.
Second episode's a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know the story that Lincoln is killed, and he's killed by John Wilkes Booth, and everybody knows that going in, and they assume you're going to know that too.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't know is what I don't want to tell you. There was more to it than just that assassination.
Yeah.
There was conspiracies and other things going on.
It's fascinating.
That's true.
If that's is that real? I mean, is that based on true? Okay. So I'm blown away. I kept looking at my wife as we were watching and saying, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Did you finish Masters of the Air?
No, we have not watched that one yet. We just started this one.
Best,
okay.
That's fantastic.
I'll watch that too. I'll watch that
better.
Too. Is it?
I mean, better.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's great. It's one of the best World War II things I've seen. I would like it better if I hadn't have tried to. I got lost a little bit
because
they were only putting out one episode a week.
Yeah.
Now they're all out. I would have preferred to have watched it in maybe two occasions or three at the most.
That's how I feel about this Lincoln story. I don't want to watch.
See, Lincoln's going to, it's going to come out drip, drip, drip.
Oof, I got to wait.
I'm going to wait.
I might too, because I want to see it so I know what's happening.
I think I'd wait until it's all out because it's just, it's too hard to keep up. There's a lot of stories going on in there.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Just in
the
first episode.
Booth.
No, it's good. It's
so
real
good. I would probably
good.
Transfer over to Masters of the Air.
Okay.
The kid from Elvis is in that. He's a great actor. It's beautiful photography. It was brutal for those, for our forefathers, the greatest generation. I mean, man.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
This whole thing, on a serious note, about Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti's been a mess probably our whole life. It's just had crazy stuff going on down there for a long time. The churches and the good people that take on projects like that have been down there for a long time. But now they say it looks like a Mad Max movie.
I'm just looking at
really
pictures right now.
Gone down the hole, of these gang members that have taken it over. But I saw some footage the other day, I guess taken by some of the egotistical gang members that
boasting?
Have taken it, of themselves, showing, them with guns and all this stuff and sneaking around and doing what they do. And I looked at those guns and I said, well, that didn't come from a Cracker Jack box.
No.
From someone who can't, who can't afford to eat. Where are they getting these military style weapons, by the ton?
Yeah.
So is somebody from a communist, is Cuba, is Colombia, Venezuela?
Who's doing it? Yeah.
Russians, Chinese, are they funding this to create more chaos in the hemisphere? I'd say it's a good chance.
Wow.
And so, they've taken over the airport. It's not usable. You've got at least 1,000 Americans there that are like teachers and do-gooders, that type of thing, that are
working.
And
they can't get out? Can't get out because they can't fly.
No, they told them they had one go through a jungle and go to some airstrip somewhere.
Yeah, no.
In order to get out in this gang-controlled jungle, which is outrageous. I mean, if these people were doing good work now, whether they should be there, I don't know, but they were there. And the fact that we've not doing anything for them, I'm sorry, I can't deal with that. And I can't handle in our hemisphere, what are we going to have now? This country's been taken over by thugs, and you're going to let it happen. It's a poor country and screwed up anyway. So you're going to let that go that far? And we have another Cuba where Russia or China just comes in and, takes it control.
Yeah,
and then if they get Haiti, they'll get Dominican Republic. And it, cancer goes from there. You can't let we can't be America. America can't be everybody's policeman. But when it's on our own back door, I think we have to, we can't defund the police everywhere. Yeah, I think that's one of those places you draw a line in the sand and you go in there and straighten it out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this headline right here, and it says Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign as powerful gang leader calls on international community to give the country a chance. I don't even understand what that means. Do they want
give the country a chance for what?
For
you know
what?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, why is he resigning? Is he giving it over?
He quit. That's fine. And if he and the other guy was assassinated, you
Jeez.
Know, a year ago or so, the former guy. But you know, it's just something. I think these criminals need to be told to put down their arms and surrender in 48 hours, or they're going to be forced to surrender.
Yeah.
You
something,
know, and if
something
people
has to be
bitch
done.
About us going there and doing it, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
At some point, we got to grow a pair and go some and do something. I don't want us to go to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what people don't understand there is we are fighting the Russians. They're using our equipment.
No doubt.
It's a test
no
ground.
No doubt. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know what's going on there right now, but I mean, you know, we've cost Russia. How many people have died over there?
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
and we weren't going to get rid of Putin that way. But I guarantee you, he's weaker.
Yeah.
Now he's still got the atomic bomb, so you're not going to get too much weaker.
Yeah.
But the Ukraine thing is muddy to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we've been not fair with the Israeli people. I mean, they had the worst thing since World War II, since Auschwitz, and now we seem to give a lot more time to the Hamas. And these other sympathizers of Hamas, because we're worried about somebody else, I think we should be worried about Israel first. But what that is we have a huge Muslim population around Detroit, and then somehow you've got young people, some young people that are, you know, you can't say it any other way. They're not pro, they're anti-Israel.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
It is interesting.
And maybe we just didn't show enough dead babies or something to these folks. To wake them up.
I don't
you know,
know, but it,
show them a couple more.
It sure is interesting that the tide has changed on that. Have you noticed that since the beginning? It was all in. Go get Hamas. And then all of a sudden, it slowly changes over to, well, let's hear what Hamas said. Hamas deserves to go in there and do some of
this. It's just a wave of anti-Semitism that hasn't been around. And you got Schumer up there in Congress because the Democrats are worried about losing
what
these
is he
Democrat
doing?
Muslims
yeah.
because of the Muslims in Detroit and up there. And that's going to be a photo finish with Trump if things go the way that they're going right now. And they need every vote.
By the way,
so they're losing two votes.
By the way, in the Ukraine war, 315,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded in Ukraine.
Yeah, see. So we put the whipping on them on that. But someone needs to go in there and force a peace treaty, though.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Trump would do, I think, and would have done by now. I don't know. Biden, again, the old dude, I mean, I don't know what he knows and what he doesn't know. But
I don't either, but he doesn't. I feel like he just isn't
Trump,
plugged
look at
in.
This week. He says he can't pay.
Yeah,
so
well,
talking
I mean,
about
$400 million?
Taking all his stuff away.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's going broke. I mean, he's got a $460 million debt there. The other $93 million deal got picked up by some company that was going to help him out. But $460 million, who's got that laying around?
He's gone to 30 people and tried to. And this woman, she's got it after him. This Letitia James.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally, you know.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it is.
That's not justice, man. That's going out. That's just.
Vengeance.
He's made fun of her and everything else. So
oh, yeah.
She's going to. You know, he hasn't helped himself with his rhetoric. Which is always kind of crazy.
Yeah, it feels a little personal. I would agree with that.
There's a lot of fighting going on. I'm looking here where there's a transgender woman fighting in front of Kanye West thing, and then they're fighting down at spring break, and they're fighting here, they're fighting there, and it's weird. I don't understand all the fighting that's going on.
It's funny because it seems like we're at a different level in the country as far as opinion goes. And it's not, and we've talked about this a little bit before, just touched on it. But when you brought that up, it made me think there's kind of this level of you have a different opinion than I do. And not in our case. We're very similar in the things we believe in and stuff like that. But if we did, there would still be a discussion, right? There would be a healthy discussion, somewhat animated, maybe charged a little bit, but there would still be a discussion. Because we're two fairly level-headed individuals that want to get to
well,
the bottom.
Well, there's nothing that, frankly, that's the problem with me on a lot of things. There aren't that many things that I'm just extremely far right or extremely far left or whatever like that. I'm usually trying to make a moderate stance.
I would agree.
Some things.
Mm-hmm.
I do think people who, you know, are involved with violent crime or, you know, murder 16 people, they should be tried and done away with in a relatively short period of time.
I don't disagree with that at all.
The Constitution calls for, you know, fast punishment, fair, but fast.
Swift, yeah.
And let's get all this stuff where it takes. I think that's one of our biggest sicknesses in the country is our judicial system is so screwed up.
It's very,
you know, whether
down.
It's criminal. That guy's still in Idaho, still hadn't been brought to trial.
Korberger, you're talking about Korberger, right? The one
at
the
ridiculous.
University. It is ridiculous. It's so bogged down, Jimmy. Everything's so
you can't,
bogged
well,
down.
Then unbog it. I
agree.
When has anybody gone, and Gavin Newsom or any of these politicians, when has anybody gone out there and said, okay, we are going to unbog the courts?
I haven't
What's
heard
it
at
gonna
all.
Take?
I haven't heard any politician do
if
that.
If I have to assign 10 more special judges and put all these people in a room, we're going to cut down this list by, you know, 50% in a month.
That would be wonderful. I would vote for that in a heartbeat.
We're going to put some, you know, it's insane.
Yeah.
But no one really acts like they want to unclear the backlog.
That's true.
That's what I'm
crazy
about.
That is true. But you and I have the same kind of work ethic in general, and that is clear your desk every day, right? You got projects, get them done. There's a whole group of people that doesn't care. The projects can get 50 feet high, and they'll just do them at the same pace all the time. I can't do that. You can't do that. You know, so it drives us crazy. But, yeah, I wish somebody would come along and do that, and I would vote for them just to clean that up.
I mean, it's just – and people are – and this is happening now, too. You may have seen it. The congressmen are quitting.
Yeah, I have seen an uptick in that. Yeah, definitely.
Because it's such a – it's a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thankless job in some cases. Doesn't pay well.
Yeah.
You're away from your family a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly running for office because it's only 2 years.
Yeah.
And so you're almost constantly out there begging people for money. And it's and if you're in the House, you know, I mean, everything is so divided. Nobody's working together on anything.
It's
much.
Probably miserable. And I mean, it probably
it's
is.
It's miserable. Yeah. I would think it'd be miserable.
Yeah, I agree.
And I know my friend Fred Thompson, that's why he left.
Because of
he
that.
He said the U.S. Senate is, most everybody in there is a millionaire. And mostly they're looking around in the mirror saying, you know, boy, I'd be a great president.
Oh, my God. I couldn't stand it.
He said it was 97 people in there, you know, looking in the mirror, seeing the next president of the United States.
Gosh.
And whether it's Schumer or Romney or any of them, they all think they should be president.
Yeah.
You know.
What a shame.
And look at all of them. I mean, every one of them thinks that they'd be a fantastic president and vice president.
They spend more time posturing than they do figuring out the problems and solving them.
You know,
them.
So TikTok, let's take that one.
Okay.
What are you going to do with TikTok?
I've thought about this a lot, and
we don't know all the story, first of all.
That is true.
We do not know.
That is true.
There has got to be a reason that the House of Representatives that can't agree on what time it is.
Almost unanimously.
Almost unanimously to get rid of TikTok.
Right. So, and Jimmy, I'll just say this right now. That's not the only Chinese app that's on people's phones. I mean, there's
I didn't know that.
Oh, there's 20 more. CapCut I have on my phone right now. I had no idea it was a Chinese app. It's for editing video and audio.
Oh, really?
And that's on there. What was the big one during the Super Bowl? Temu.
I saw that. Was
that's
weird.
Chinese
I
app?
That was.
I didn't either. But that's a Chinese app, and it's huge. It's like a, I guess, an Amazon owned by.
Well, here's
China.
where the craziness is.
Mm-hmm.
Since the beginning of broadcasting. All right. First of all, there was print. Okay. There's a, First Amendment, freedom of the press, blah blah blah.
Yep.
People can print whatever they want to print, pretty much. Okay. So. You go to 1930-something, broadcasting is radio starting to happen, and the Congress passes the Communications Act of 1934.
Kind of it ahead of the game, right? I mean, they were...
It created, right. It had to get in the game.
Yeah.
It created the Federal Communications Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So they could control the engineering aspects where people wouldn't be crapping on each other's signal and control all that, bring some order to what could potentially be chaos in broadcasting. And when television came along, it fell under the guise of the FCC, where you could have controlled and this and this and this. And now the internet comes along, not going to control it. Whoever the genius was in Congress, emails come along. Shouldn't that be something that they get a tenth of a cent, or did someone make any kind of proposal to help the U.S. Postal Service?
Oh, no. It was free.
They would charge you a 16th of a pent, you know, every time you send an email.
Mm-hmm.
Even then would probably save the post office. But instead, we've sent the post office to a long, really
slow death.
Well, we buoyed it up 100 times.
That's true,
too. Cost us a fortune.
That's true,
too. Because every time we let something else come in there to compete with them, you know, we can't let them, I guess we can't let them go under.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. So internet comes along. There's no rule. It falls under the FCC because it's part of cable.
Yep.
Cable is part of it. But some reason they got around it, even in cable, where you could cuss and do all that on HBO and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay to cuss on AM, FM, and television, but you could cuss on cable. And then internet comes further along where you can do the porn.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, you've got people walking into a convenience store and Penthouse and Playboy magazine are turned back to the cover on the other side of the counter, not where anybody can see it or get to it.
That's right.
You've got, I'm not going to give them a commercial, but you've got these porn sites where you can see things that you've, I guarantee, I don't care who you are, you've never seen.
Or imagined, yes.
Or imagined.
You're right. You're right.
And a child that's 10 years old can get it for free without his parents knowing about it.
Oof.
So, and that's okay with Congress. That's okay.
But why?
So
why
now we got
is it
the
okay?
Chinese that, you know, why is it okay?
Yeah.
And then you've got the Chinese, you know, coming in here with this ByteDance thing and whatever else you've said.
Yeah.
And we have said forever, since the Communications Act of 1934, there would be no foreign ownership of American AM, FM, or TV stations. It's not allowed.
And here we are.
So here we are. We've let them own an app. I mean, we're so crazy. I mean, why don't we just, if someone said it once, why don't we just follow the laws we have?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds so simple.
And we've just totally lawless. The internet is lawless.
It is. It's the Wild West. I mean, I don't.
Most powerful thing in our lives, and is completely devoid of rules.
You said something about TikTok specifically, and I brought up some other apps that, you know, are Chinese made. So is it that they're Chinese made? Is it that they have the data? Or, Jimmy, could it be the content that's on TikTok? Because I look at the kids now, a lot of the 20-somethings and down, that's where they get the news. And the reason they go.
Yeah, which isn't news. I mean, today.
No. Perhaps.
As we do this tape today, Russian news agencies fell for it. They put out that King Charles had died
of
complications from cancer. Well, it didn't happen. It was fake. When they got it, they didn't know it, but they put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to recall it. So fake news is all over the place, and there's no consequences for it. It's on Facebook. It's on, and worse, it's on TikTok, and nobody does anything for it.
Well, I think the problem with TikTok over Facebook or Snapchat or any of these other apps is that there are no regulations. At least on a Facebook or something, they'll pull something down that's too violent or something like that. I don't know, and I don't use TikTok, so I don't know. But I've been told that anything goes
on TikTok.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've seen maybe a few things that are.
Yeah, I mean,
wild,
the dancing and that kind of thing. I've never seen anything heavy duty on TikTok.
I don't know if I have or not.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked for it either.
But maybe that's it. I mean, maybe that's why they're going after him so hard. I don't know. But I don't know if this is too little too late.
Well, the point, you know, seeing a naked person isn't going to hurt me.
Yeah.
But, and if I'm 20, even if I'm 20 years old, you know, come
on. Yeah, I agree.
But seeing, reading things that are false.
Yeah, and believing them.
You know, all this stuff about Kate Middleton, where we started, you know, whether she's dead or has cancer or she can't be seen because of whatever, whatever it is. They start every rumor in the world. Or this kid, Strained, that's missing, that everything in the world's been said. And should there be someone, what? No, I don't know how you govern it. But you don't do it by just not doing it at all.
Have they ever talked about the FCC being part of the internet, at least in the United States?
Someone said it'd be hard to, it's hard to unring a bell.
That's true. That is true.
And so it's out there now, so it would be very difficult. I don't know. I mean, I know that one of the porn sites pulled out of Texas because Texas was putting some law in there, and they just bolted their tent, and now you can't get that website
in Texas. It had to
and
be
so
financial.
Maybe that's what it takes for TikTok. I don't know.
Yeah.
For the state legislators, but it's just, you know, most of these people in these elected offices, maybe they're not as sharp on the social media stuff as they is some of people are.
I would venture to say, just based on their average age, they're not. You know what I mean?
If they are, you know, who can keep up?
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because most of us have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, it's hard to keep
up. But there's just so much on the internet that's just, you know, it's crazy.
Think about, Jimmy. Every time we do this, I walk away from it and I think about it, and I'm going to do the same today. I'm probably going to get on my bicycle and think about it for the next 2 hours while I ride around.
Don't hurt your head.
I'm going to try not to. Always a pleasure.
Hurt your head doing all that thinking.
Oh, I thought you meant falling down on the bike, but yeah.
You don't do that either.
No, my head hurts right now.
I got a little bit of a headache because it's pollen time.
Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes.
And boy, I'm telling you, it's bad.
I love it. Always a good time right here on Sweeping the Country. Tell a friend about it, and remember, you can go back and listen to all of our past episodes and just have a blast doing it. I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 180, 200 episodes. Okay. We've got a bunch loaded in there.
Photoshop us anytime you want.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put your head on a 30-something body.
Put a head on the donkey. That'd be fun.
Until next time on Sweeping the Country, I'm Derek Walker. I'm not Photoshopped.
I'm Jimmy Carter. I might be. Good day.